open his word at John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We looked at these words last week. We're going to read them again. We're going to read down to verse 9. And before we read, let's pray that we'd hear God speaking to us. Father, we thank you so much that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Please shine the truth of your word into our minds and into our hearts now. Please help us to hear you speaking. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Amen. Right, John chapter 1, because we're going to be thinking about light and darkness and being able to see. And last time we had the wonderful news, didn't we, about Jesus. All that John's telling us in this book about Jesus. Jesus is God. He is eternal. He's the creator of everything, and he's the life giver. And that's what we see in verses 1 to 4. Then in verse 5, if you have a look at it, we're told about Jesus that he is the light of men who shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So John speaks of two things there, doesn't he? He speaks of light and he speaks of darkness. Light and darkness. And we're going to think about the darkness, first of all. What do you think the darkness is that John is referring to? He's telling us that the world is in darkness. Some people are really afraid of the dark, aren't they? Who's afraid of the dark? Who would want to admit it? Yeah, some honest people here. I think there's probably more people here than that. Yeah, some adults as well. I know grown men who are afraid of the dark and have to sleep with the landing light on. Yeah, I do. Some people are afraid of the dark, that pitch blackness that comes sometimes. Imagine what it would be like if you lived in darkness all the time. Niall got a feeling for it there, but just imagine what it's like. You wouldn't be able to see people. So that would affect your relationships. You wouldn't be able to go to places on your own. You'd lose sense of all direction. You'd never find your way anywhere. It would be dangerous because you'd bump into things. You'd fall over things. You'd fall off things. It would be terrible. In fact, if you lived in darkness all the time, if the sun didn't shine and it was total darkness, we'd die because we need the light of the sun for life. It would be terrible. But when the Bible speaks of the darkness here in John chapter 1, it's not talking about that kind of darkness. It's talking about something much worse. The worst kind of darkness. Do you know what it is? It's this. This is the darkness. That from the beginning, men and women have rejected the life and the light of God. That's the darkness. Everyone has done this. You've done it. I've done it. Everyone's done it. We've ignored God and we've pleased ourselves. We've said no to his rule over our lives. And that attitude, saying no to God, that separates us from him. And he is the source of life and light. And when we say no to God, we are cut off from him. We're separated from him. And that leaves us spiritually dead and spiritually blind. So we're dead to God. And we can't see him. Now that's the darkness that John is talking about here. Our rejection of God. It's left us in the dark. We can't know God. We can't find God. We can't experience the joy of being with him. We are dead to him, lost in the darkness of sin. And the terrible news is that we can't bring light and life to ourselves, that there's nothing we can do about it. We are on our way to eternal darkness away from God. It's not good. And that's why the gospel of Jesus is so good. It's such good news, because God has a solution. We don't have to be left in the dark. God has done something wonderful for us, and it's what Christianity is all about. God has given us a most wonderful gift. He has sent light into our darkness. He sent Jesus. Jesus is the light, the Son of God. He has come into the world to bring us life and to bring us light. It's a wonderful thing that God has done for us. And what a difference the light makes. Well, just think about what light helps us to do. It helps us to see clearly. It helps us to see where to go in the night when we're traveling on the roads. It lights up paths for us, stops us bumping into things, stops us falling off things. Light helps us to see, and it warns us of danger. So because of the light, you can see the danger. It shows us the way to go. Jesus does exactly the same for us. This is what our reading said about him. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is like a light to us. He makes all the difference to our darkness. He shows us the truth about God. The truth that God is holy and perfect and far above us in every way. He shows us the truth about ourselves, that we don't come up to God's perfect standard. And he helps us to see the wrong in our lives. He tells us the danger of living without God. And he shows us the way to God. Jesus is the light who makes all the difference. He is so important to us. And so that we would know just how important Jesus is, God sent someone else to get us ready for Jesus. Who did God send into the world to get us ready for Jesus? Who can tell me? The answer is actually in our passage. Yeah, I've heard the correct answer already, so don't be shy, shout it out. Oh, thank you, yes. Yeah, John the Baptist. But John, it's John. He's not called the Baptist here, is he? But there was a man sent from God, verse 6, whose name was John. And it's not the same John who's writing this book. It is John the Baptist. And he's called that because he baptized people in the River Jordan. That means he dunked people under the water. But God sent him to tell people about Jesus so that they'd be ready for him. So that they believe in him when he does come. And they stop living for themselves and start living for God. And that's what John did. He told people, you've got to get ready. Because the light's coming into the darkness. And the light came. And John pointed people to the light, and we'll see this in the next few weeks. He pointed people to Jesus and says, that's him. That's the light. He's the one. He's the one who's come to rescue you from the darkness of sin. Believe in him. You've got to believe in him. Jesus is the light, John the Baptist says, who's come to rescue us from our darkness. It's so wonderful, isn't it? So wonderful that Jesus, the Son of God, left the glory of heaven and came to this dark world to show us God, to reveal God to us. That's a brilliant thing, isn't it? But it's even more brilliant that Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world to rescue us for God as well. Not just to reveal God to us, but to rescue us for God, to deal with our problem. He came to rescue us from the darkness. He came to bring life where there is currently death. He came to bring light to our darkness. And do you know how he did this? It is the most amazing thing in the whole universe. That the way Jesus brought life and light to us. Do you know how he did it? We find out as we read on in John's book. But he did it by dying for us. That's how he did it. He did it by entering the darkness for us It's extraordinary, isn't it? That he entered, Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect light of God. He brought light to us by entering the terrible, terrible darkness of God's anger, God's wrath. And he took the punishment for our sin, our rejection, our rebellion. He took the punishment for our darkness. And he took our darkness as he died on the cross, and he was separated from God. And in return, he offers us his light and his life, his relationship with God. What a gift. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. What a wonderful thing Jesus has done for us. Later on in John's Gospel, this is what Jesus says. Listen to these words. I don't know if we can have them up on the screen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Just look at those words. Listen to them again. Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And let me ask you, as you're thinking about these words, are you someone who follows Jesus? Are you someone who follows Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Have you put your faith, your trust in Jesus to save you from the darkness? And if your answer this morning is yes, then know this, you have been rescued from a terrible, terrible darkness, an eternal darkness of being cut off from God forever. And you've been brought in to the eternal, wonderful light of life with God. If you trust in Jesus, if you follow him, you now not only know what God is like, but you know him. You know him personally as your God, as your Father. And he knows you, and he loves you. And because of Jesus, you will never, ever, ever go back into the darkness. Never. Because Jesus has taken it for you. And because of Jesus, you will always, always, always have the light of life. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's brilliant. And we, if we're following Jesus and trusting him, our hearts should be rejoicing at that this morning. But do you want to hear something else amazing? That is amazing. Do you want to hear something else really amazing? Yeah? Well, here it is. Even though Jesus, the light, has come, this is the amazing thing, people don't want the light. That's extraordinary, isn't it? People don't want to be in the light. Many people just don't want anything to do with Jesus. Can you believe that? They don't want him. It's sad, but it's very, very true. People run away from the light. And they run away from the light because they want to keep living for themselves and don't want to live for God. They want to keep on sinning. They prefer to do what they want instead of what God wants. Is that you? Is that you? Is that a description of you this morning? And if so, will you change your mind? Will you change your mind today? See, today as we've read the Bible and as we've sung the Bible truth, and as we continue to do that, so that Jesus is calling you. And he's saying, this, come to me. Come to me. Stop living in the darkness. Come to the light. Stop living for yourself. Follow me. Stop running away from me. Step out of the darkness of your rebellion into the light of my rescue. That's an invitation that comes to you today. And we'd be very, very foolish to turn that down. And here's the reason. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. See, the darkness will never, ever be able to extinguish the light. The light will put out the darkness. Jesus has won. Jesus will win. There's no doubt about it. And if you fight against him, you will lose. So we need to get on the winning side while we have the opportunity. You maybe have been in church for many, many years. You may have been brought up in a Christian family. It is possible to be in church and still be in the darkness. It is possible to be brought up in a Christian family and still be in the darkness. Those things do not save us from the darkness. Only Jesus saves us from the darkness. A man or a woman or a boy or a girl only leave their darkness when they follow the sun. You only leave your darkness when you follow the sun. The sun, S-O-N, Jesus. We're going to sing of who Jesus is now, and we're going to sing of his invitation to everyone. No matter who you are or where you're from or what you've done, Jesus wants you in his family. As we stand, let's continue to pray together. Together we pray, Lord Jesus, you are the way. Please lead us, for without you we are lost. Lord Jesus, you are the truth. Illuminate our path so that we travel in your light. Lord Jesus, you are the life. Give us this life so that we live with you and the Father today and always. Amen. 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 Please do be seated.